You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona. That's my name. And we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, we are going to help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue your goal. So we're going to have a show on sooner or later that you are interested. So you have to listen every single week forever until we have someone on that has a career that you want to get some advice about. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. Click on the link on the top, which I'll give you a clue. If you're listening to me live, you're already there. So look up and to the left, and there you will see the homepage, and you click on Schedule 1, Channel 1, scroll down, click on the graphic of our show, and this takes you directly to our archive page. And on the archive page, that's where you can view a list of our guests, read their bio, you can play the show instantly, and again, if you super duper love the guest, you can download it and play it whenever and do whatever you want to do when you're listening to it in the privacy of your home. So our shows are also available for download on iTunes and on Stitcher.com. So you just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box and you'll be able to find us. And if you want to find out about our future guests, because as you know, we are the hit of the parade and we are booked 6 years to 6 years, 6 months to a year in advance. So we have four little slots open. If you're working professionally in the industry, send us an email and we might book you for the show. So that is it. Now, as always, we have the most terrific, amazing, incredible, fantabulous guest every week. And this week is no exception. Stephen Levine of Grapevine PR gives me the most incredible guest ever. And today he's given me two hot guys. I'm telling you, I'm ready to feel these little suckers up right now. But Albert is here as always. You know, I can't get away from him and I cannot get any action under this table. So it's Ben and Alexander. Now, I want you to go to their website while I have to do my little advertisement. Go to their website. It's sasaproductions.com, S-A-S-A productions.com, and read what they're all about, okay? Because I want you to be fully aware of what they're going to be talking about. But just to give you a little idea, they have a multimedia production company, and they produce radio events, PR, products, social media, fashion, and they give you a nightlife experience. I don't know what they do, but they bring it on. And what they do is they redefine the defined. I'm going to ask them what the hell that means because I like it. That is a spin doctor term. I'm loving it. I'm heat seeking on it. I want it. And Sasa Productions strives to provide a unique voice and style to each endeavor, and they're changing every day. They're changing the conception of the industry standards. So we're going to find out what the hell they're doing so that we can do it, right? Because we need to rock it out like Ben and Alexander. So go to their website and check out what they do. Now, we're going to be asking them some questions. Here are some of the questions. It's very exciting questions. We're going to ask them, like, what are some of the pros and cons of owning and operating a multimedia production company? is this a profitable business? Because, you know, we need to get a profit. Is it profitable, or are they losing hand over fist and they're walking Sunset Boulevard on the weekends just to pay the bills? We want to know. And then we want to know, what are some things that you can do to keep a business such as theirs relevant and thriving? So if you're thinking about starting a production company, any kind of production company, you want to tune in to get these questions answered. So we're going to get to Ben and Alexander in a minute. But you know what I want to tell you now? Oh my God. I just have to tell you about this fantastic new app. And it's called You Can Fight. And it was created by a very dear friend of mine, Helen Azzalone. I'm not just plugging this because she's a friend, because when I tell you what this is about, you're going to go, oh my God, I need to go and spend $1.99 and not get that damn Starbucks shit or whatever I'm going to spend $1.99 on. I need this app. Now, this is called You Can Fight. Again, it's $1.99. And this should get every woman excited. This is what every woman should get immediately, because You Can Fight features short, easy video lessons that teach you how to defend yourself against four common attacks that can happen to women every day. And if you don't know how to physically defend yourself, these attacks can be, of course, devastating and possibly fatal. So she is a third, I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe she's a third degree black belt. Oh God, I hope I got that right or else I'm in trouble. But I know she's a third degree of some shit. It's third degree. Now, anything a third degree, you got to be taking notice. So I know it's third degree. But she created this just to help women, to protect women. So please take precautions, be proactive, and learn how to defend yourself. And I think that this app is a necessity if you're a woman. But you know what? It couldn't hurt to learn these simple tips if you're a man. I mean, there are some men that need to know this too. I mean, there's some men out there that are like, hey, I want this woman app. It is an app, I think, pop for everyone, really, because it couldn't hurt for anyone to learn these simple life-saving steps. Again, if you're a man or a woman. And I truly, trust me, you will feel so much more empowered once you get it and practice these simple steps. And I saw this video before it was even released back in December, and I thought, oh my God, this is awesome, because the way she explains it, and it's like step by step. And I mean, you could do it if you were 5 years old. It's really simple, and you don't have to go and take a martial arts class and do that and stretch your shit out until you just, you know, you get a cramp and then you're like down and out for a week. This is so easy. She teaches you how to do these steps, and you will definitely be able to do it. So tell your girlfriends, your daughters, your wives, any person or any woman that you love and you want to protect, to get this app. Again, it's You Can Fight, and it's currently available at the App Store and Google Play for Android phones. And if you want more information, go to the website, which is youcanfightapp.com. youcanfightapp.com. I'm telling you, check it out. It's really worth $1.99. That $1.99 could save your life. It could save you from getting bent over in a dark alley. I'm telling you, honey, check it out. Check it, unless you want to get bent over in a dark alley, which sometimes, you know, sounds appetizing Friday night. Okay, so let's move on to our guest again. It is Ben and Alexander, and I feel a little intimidated because, you know, if you've been looking at their website, sasaproductions.com, that they also do a radio show. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm up against two experts here. What am I gonna do? But I just said, I'll just be myself. What the hell? So let's talk about Benjamin, and I hope I don't butcher his name, Benjamin Viele. Viele. Oh my God. Benjamin comes to UBN Radio with years of experience and involvement in the fashion, theater, music, and nightlife from New York to Los Angeles. And he started his journey to Hollywood from a very small town called, God, another word, Iliopolis. Illinois. Who the hell? That was a misspelling. Do you know that? They just messed that up and just left it. Okay, Iliopolis, Illinois. And setting out to make his mark on the world, Benjamin has seen and been a part of it all. And his passion and love for the business has led him to dream, imagine, and create Sasa Productions. And this is a company he co-created with his best friend, business partner, and co-host, Alexander Rodriguez. Oh, I can say that one. Okay. So now what Benjamin is doing, he's juggling so many projects with his own company, and he could not be happier to be a part of the UBN Radio family. And remember, he's got this little quote, and he says, if your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. OMG! Exclamation times three. I love it. So this quote has inspired Benjamin to keep pursuing his career within this wonderful world of entertainment and to never give up on his dreams and always keep creating. Now, by the reactions out of my peripheral vision, he did not write this shit. And he's going, what the F is this? Who came up with this corny crap? But we're going to go with it. We're moving on to more corny crap from Benjamin Vielli. Oy vey. Okay. Oh, no, we did Benjamin. Oh, we're going to Alexander now. Okay.
Everybody's done Benjamin.
Woo! You heard that. Uh-oh. Well, you can tell by how hot he is. You wonder why.
Oh, God,
come on. There's no wondering why on that issue.
Here we go.
Now, Alexander, uh-oh. He says he's been a troublemaker from the womb. And he hails from the ultra-conservative Orange County. Oh, come on. How the hell ultra-conservative is Orange County? What, didn't they have the OC? What was that? That reality show on the OC?
They were
bumping and grinding up a storm in the OC.
Something like that.
Isn't that Orange County? I mean, I'm from the East Coast, but I think there was some serious ejaculation happening in
Orange County.
They
were just trying to keep
County.
Their faces on. That's all they were doing.
Uh-huh. Ultra conservative. It's not like it was a Mormon Amish town. Now, come on. You better revise that. Now, he is glad to break free with strong wings. Oh, God, who was high and wrote this?
I was not high. I was filled with the spirit.
You got
okay.
called out.
Or a few
okay.
spirits.
I'm just kidding. Okay, glad to break free. I feel like there should be violin music here. Where's our background music? Okay, glad to be free with strong wings given to him by his mother, a.k.a. Mama Rose. Yay.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Is happy to find a home for his voice with the UBN family under the mentorship of the greats. Why do I know that name, Tony Sweet? I think I know him. Tony, was he a porn star?
Yes, in his dreams.
Okay, I know that name. Okay, Tony Sweet and Ann Walker. He has enjoyed a varied career in the theater. I can tell you did theater. I can see.
Jazz hands.
Jazz
hands.
Yes. And, oh, my God, music and even banking? You ventured into the banking world? Okay. Always as a proponent of happy hour. Oh, yeah, I'm with you there. He is happy to have found his cohort and partner in crime at a happy hour in West Hollywood. Uh-oh. Business partner and best friend, Benjamin Vielli. Oh my God, I love that name. That is going to be the name of my next
mistake.
Oh no. And together they run Sasa Production Company with many exciting projects in the works. And in his free time, what does he enjoy? He enjoys hand gliding. Oh my God, that is so dangerous. Okay, with the Dalai Lama.
Oh my God.
I told you were high when you wrote this.
I knew it.
And feeding the lepers in Calcutta and going shopping with the housewives of Beverly Hills.
All in one day.
All in one day.
God. What Lord is up with that? Well, anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
My goodness, that
glad
one. So both of you wrote those, your own bio.
No.
Steven did not write these.
No, he did not. No, we wrote those ourselves.
Okay.
We were filled with the spirit or the spirits.
Okay. Oh, I hear you.
Take the 404.
Brought to you by Belvedere.
I hear you. I can down a bottle of wild turkey. And Steven can tell you because he came to my birthday party
right
in
on.
November. Oh, my God. So let's talk. talk about, I want to start out with a question that I start out with everyone. When little Alex and Benjamin were children, now, you know, everybody wants or sees themselves doing something. I wanted to be Wonder Woman. What did both of you see yourself doing as a career?
This.
And we'll start.
This.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, introduce yourself because the audience doesn't know. You're...
I'm Ben.
Ben.
Yeah.
This is Ben. Okay.
I'm Ben.
Ben.
Yo,
what did you see yourself as doing, Ben?
Just I was so, like, just enthralled with the entertainment industry and movies. And I grew up in, like I said, a small town in Illinois, and I knew it was going to be a long haul to get my ass out here. But I'm here, and I'm doing it. And it's kind of it's surreal at times that it's really happening. But
So were your parents supportive when they found out that you wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
Yes and no. It took I had to rebel
Careful.
Quite a bit. I know. I did have to rebel quite a bit. Now they are they're extremely supportive. But it's been a hard journey. Mm-hmm. But it's worth every second of it.
And what about you, my darling?
You know, I always saw myself on the stage. My first dream was to be Eva Peron, but that was already taken. In fact, everywhere I go, I have to do the balcony. No, but I always saw myself performing on some level, and I did work a little time as a professional actor.
In theater or?
Theater,
Okay.
Yes.
Theater!
We got Liza now.
In New York? In New York?
No, Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, okay.
Yeah, but I always saw myself performing, and now we're able to use our skills performing and producing our own thing. So look for the first male version of Evita.
Oh, my God.
Coming to a theater soon.
Oh, my God. Now, let's talk about Sa-Sa Production. First of all, where did that name come from? Because that's like Zsa-Zsa Gabor, but Sa-Sa.
Oh, poor Zsa-Zsa.
Okay. So where's that
coming from? So Sa-Sa, it's a little term that we have. I'm notorious for putting my foot in my mouth and
there's
plenty of room.
Always.
So Sa-Sa is just something you say when you get caught
making
a fool of yourself, whatever,
moment.
And you make a cute little face. You go Sa-Sa, and then it's like fine. Yeah. So you come to work late, or you
Sa-Sa,
or you
sorry.
Yeah, or you have a party at a funeral, and you just say Sa-Sa,
and just kind of walk off. And
people are like, what?
Oh, see, I don't know these words. I'm learning some new hot
brand new words.
Woo! So how long have you guys had the business?
Almost a year.
Well, the concept for a year, but we've been incorporated and actually doing business for about 6 months. So it's been a crazy 6 months.
Yeah, it truly, we incorporated
October. Yeah, so it hasn't been that yet.
No, and once the ball really started rolling, the projects just kept coming. And we're control freaks, so we want to be involved in every aspect.
Right.
But it's our company.
And there are many aspects, because I see that you guys produce radio events, PR, products, social media, fashion, and you give a nightlife experience. So I don't know what that means. That could mean anything as far as Alexander goes.
Let's just say if he's around at night, you need that app you were talking about.
Oh, my sake. God. I don't know. You can even get some happy endings at Sa-Sa. No, I don't know about that.
No, that's true.
They might be adding that next year. So now, what are some of the pros and cons of owning and operating a multimedia production company? Because we always hear production company, but we don't hear multimedia production company too much. So what are some of the pros and cons? Why don't you do pro, you do con?
It's ours. It's always creative. It's something new all the time. That's why I'm in this. It's our radio show. It's the Out and About series that we have. It's not only us in front of the camera, but we're also editing it and producing it. And so everything is us. So it's whatever we want, how we want it. We call the shots.
So no matter what you're doing as far as the radio, and then when you say events, what do you mean events?
We produced events it was the
Last
Studio
weekend.
54. We did a Studio 54 release party for a webisode series.
Studio
54, yeah. I love it!
So we had a great party. It was I think it was last. That was right when we first incorporated.
Yeah,
that was one
like
of our first projects,
event.
And it was incredible. It was a release party, so we had the step and repeat there. We filled the place. It was incredible.
So people call you and they say, "Hey, Alex and Ben, I want you to do an event." So you plan it from inception to execution.
Yes, that's
right. And we do like the graphic design. We do the social media around it. We write our press releases. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like release parties, but this last weekend we did a musical concert. International singer-songwriter Sarah McGinnis hired us to put on an evening of music
So we did it from start to finish, and we turned it into a nonprofit, which is something we try to do with every event that we do. We try to give back in some way. And so we do concerts, we do nonprofit events, birthday parties, release parties.
Little Kids Rock was the nonprofit, and it was truly incredible.
So people come to you, and they want you to handle every aspect. So you ask them, what do you want, and then you tell them what the budget is.
Correct.
And I would assume that you try to make it work, make it happen with every budget, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yes. And you can make it work with every budget. You can make something, if you have no budget, you can make it phenomenal. It's the attention to detail that you've got to put into to each event that you're going to throw. It doesn't have to be extravagant, over the top to be a great party.
And because of our past in sales and things like that, we know how to negotiate. So we get this, but we give that. And so we're able to get pricing like sponsorships for alcohol and event space. But I think people really come to us because they come to us with an idea. We take that idea.
Make it grow.
Yeah, and like redefine the define. We change it. Like this, the DVD release party was for a 70s kind of web series. Well, we're like, what's better 70s?
Turn Studio
the whole
54.
Club into Studio 54.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had Grace Jones there. I mean, we had drag. It was incredible.
It was really fun.
Oh, my God. See, now you boys are right in my realm because I am all about the 80s.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I mean, I, every year, and Stephen can tell you, I have these parties, but I do it myself because I'm a very good party planner.
But
at least for me.
We need to do something.
At least for me. And I have like a typical night for my birthday party is belly dancing, Bollywood dancers, a magician who makes you disappear. I have
go big or go home.
I had Liza Minnelli impersonator, yes! Frank Sinatra impersonator. I mean, I have like a whole, it's like a whole Vegas show.
You know what you're doing, lady. You know what you're doing.
But it costs a lot of money.
It does.
And I was wondering, I guess I couldn't turn my birthday party into a nonprofit, but what now, for example, I'm just trying to give the audience an idea for someone a little bit like, why would I hire you? Like, I'm having my birthday party again, and my goal would be to have, I want to have an 80s singer, like a one-hit wonder of a singer that I want. And but they're probably going to be expensive, but I don't care. I want it, but it's going to be at a restaurant. I have it at a French restaurant, and there are limitations. So do you do that sort of thing? Like if I said, I want a one-hit wonder for my birthday party, but I don't want it to cost too much, would you be able to do that? Can you help the average person?
Absolutely.
So it's not just companies or rich
people? No. Not at all.
And okay. I think from our background, we can spray anything over it to make it look glossy.
Okay.
you can glitter that shit up, right?
No matter what.
But to that idea, there's certainly a way that you could make your birthday party into somewhat of a nonprofit type of event.
Oh my God, he can turn a birthday party into... I love this guy!
He's good. He's really
good.
Oh
my God, now see that, people? They can turn your birthday party into a nonprofit!
Try it on us!
You need to call these two. I think I'm going to be calling them for my birthday party.
But you know, there's so many charities out there, especially in Southern California, that they just need some exposure. They need some new people to know who they are. What a perfect way to partner something really fun, like a concert, a birthday party, a release party, and make it mean something and have some longevity. And it also helps with the media because they're going to blast whatever event on their pages to their supporters. So
it's a wide reach, you get a lot of exposure.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, like a friend of mine, she started this company called the Mulligan Project, and she's having this thing. It's at Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
Oh, you gotta go. July 15th or 16th, she's having drag queen bingo. You guys know about it. I've never been.
Oh, you're gonna have a blast.
Oh my God. Well, maybe you guys can come.
Absolutely.
That would be so great. All right, I'll let you know. But that's like a wonderful idea to raise money for her charity, right? And that's what you guys do.
And
to your point about having like the one song wonders. So maybe we don't book that person, but maybe you turn it in that your guest can compete in a contest to say who could do the best performance as a one hit wonder.
Oh my God, I love that!
And it gets your crowd involved. It gets your friends excited to come. Mm-hmm. Let them work on the quality of their performance. You have free performers now.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so excited! I'm titillating over here. Oh my God!
Yeah, there we go.
I love that. I never would have thought of that because I've been just hiring people. people.
Oh, hell no.
Pay.
Hey, everyone's a performer, yeah. And your friends want to perform any chance they get.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are a performer. Oh, my God. People, you know who to call. They can turn it into anything, obviously. Yeah, I will be trying to get them to get Boy George for me, but we'll talk. I'll let you know.
Let's see what we can do.
Let's
check the bathrooms. He's around.
He's probably
in some bathroom somewhere in Beverly Hills.
We're hanging out with George Michael.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, I love George Michael. That's so sexy.
A lot of men do.
So pros and cons, we were talking about that. Pro, con. What's the cons of having a, it's got to be like stressful or something. There's got to be something.
It is stressful, and we were actually just talking about it this last week. You know, you have to prioritize. You know, we have our weekly radio show that we have to pay attention to. We have events, different timelines. We have an event coming up next month. We have one in 3 months. We have one in 6 months. We also do our webisodes. We have to edit those. We do our own sound clips for our radio show. You really have to prioritize and say, okay, this project really needs attention right now because it's a moneymaker. And it's always, you always have to remember that even though we enjoy doing certain things, mm-hmm. if it doesn't bring in money to pay the bills, then it's not like a first priority.
And do you guys make the decisions on that, or do you have a staff?
We do have a staff, but we're the ones that call the shots.
Okay. So you know a moneymaker just by listening.
Right.
You know if it's going to make money based on your experience.
Right. Well, and there's certain things like sponsorship for our radio show. We have to make sure that the quality of the radio show is high so we can get sponsors. We do our webisode series called Out and About. Those can be sponsored. Mm-hmm. Everything can be sponsored.
Is it a one theme, your radio show, or do you talk about different stuff? What is it about?
It's called Happy Hour. It's
Happy Hour with Ben and Alexander.
Yeah. It's just like if we're sitting at a bar, it's what we're going to talk about with our friends. It's fun.
So you can film it right at a bar? Like the camera?
We call it Happy Hour, but we drink. We drink on our show. We've got the liquor there. We get our guests liquored up, and it's great.
I love it! You better have a bottle of Wild Turkey waiting when I
come
to
you. You're coming.
You're coming on.
That is one of our questions when we send the email out. What would you like to drink?
And I'll be bringing that plant. That plant looks kind of good. I don't know what it is, but I've been buying that plant.
He's got you covered on that plant.
He does the drinking. I do that.
There you go. Now, what is this a profitable business? If the average person just started it, is it profitable in the end? What's the most you can hope for the first year?
It's tough. It's extremely tough. But we also have a product that's coming out soon with our company, so that is going to be a huge profitable aspect of our company. It's tough. The first year, you're going to struggle. Yeah. But once the money does start coming, it's going to continue to come. It's going to continue. It's just a matter of getting to that point, like breaking through that wall and staying with it, because it can get costly to start up. Everyone knows that.
And you just have to kind of use the resources around you. Like our editor, he'll sometimes do work for us, free advertising for. He's a musician as well, Trevor Page. You just have to leverage the relationships that you build, and you have to really kind of be prepared. There's so many little things that pop up as expenses that we had no clue.
Oh, that's why you need a 20% bumper cushion.
At least.
How do you? What are some things you can do to keep a business such as yours relevant and thriving? Because you always got to get the word out there.
Mm-hmm. Vodka.
Vodka and glow-in-the-dark condoms. Pass
there you go.
Pass
gold.
Them out.
You're
pass
good to
them
go.
Out.
And that's how you stay relevant.
Pass them out. That's right. See, I'm always thinking dirty-minded, but let's do clean.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there's got to be, like, a lot of companies that compete with yours.
Well, of course.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
How do you stay out there and keep it rocking and rolling?
We're kind of doing retro, like, take it. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
You told me to screw it in. What can I say?
That's okay.
What can I say? But we like that throwback, that old school Hollywood feel. That's kind of what we're trying to put a new school spin on it. So anytime you do something that new, you've got to stay up with the trend. You have to stay up with what's coming out, with what is trending.
And we do that every morning. We do our morning emails. We figure out what appointments we have for the day. And with that, we're watching shows from the Today Show to CNN
to The View. Yeah.
To see what people are talking about and what audiences want to hear.
What's trending.
Yeah, and that's always in our minds, and that's part of our daily routine, is we have to watch snippets of all these shows and just kind of feel it. And, Ben is really connected with the fashion industry and music. I'm more theater and movies and things like that. So the combination really makes a good match.
We truly are complete opposites. We're exactly the same on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But it's
it works.
Yes, it really
most
does.
Times.
Most times. It can be kind of explosive at times.
If it doesn't, just get drunk and just sing a sailor song. That works. Now, what are the perks? What are the perks of the business? Any perks that... Oh, God, never mind the perks. You can imagine after hearing these two. We're not even going to ask the perks. They probably get, because you get a lot of stuff.
It's fun.
I used to work in media, so I know you get a lot of stuff. There are lots of perks. So we're going to skip over that question. Okay, so my last two questions before we start talking about you is, now what, this was an email question, actually. What is the most you could ever expect to achieve having this type of business? And this comes from Jim from Peoria.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
The sky truly is the limit. I mean, we were talking the other day. The projects that keep coming up, I never would have thought in my wildest dreams that I would be doing this. So right now I'm living a roller coaster ride of a dream. Each day brings a new project for us, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it sounds very, very positive. It is very positive. But it's really just kind of reinventing yourself almost every day.
So you don't. So it's so exciting that you don't know. It's like you have goals, but with you taking such a roller coaster ride, and you get constantly new clients, which bring new adventures and new things. So it's always something new.
Right.
And something could pop up that you're not even expecting. Yeah,
exactly. Every day something pops up, and it's also selling our personalities as well. Like we covered Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, cast party at the Pantages the other day.
The Frontiers after party. It was incredible. Incredible.
And through that, we got approached that maybe we'd cover their parties, or we would build as our personalities. And our ultimate goal is to become personalities. Is to become the Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. With our cabarets that we do, we'd love to have our own talk show. Mm-hmm. So, that's our main goal. And the way that we're getting there is so unique. And all the people you meet, people every day. You really just have to concentrate on build those relationships and build those friendships.
Yes.
And just see.
And follow through.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly. There's a lot of flakes. And LA has such a bad reputation. It's like, people just want to use you for whatever. Yes, there is that element. But when you meet a good person, people do want to help you succeed because it helps them succeed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, when I came out here, I mean, I'm from the East Coast. So when you say, let's do lunch, we actually do it. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Didn't they say they wanted to do lunch? What happened? So follow through is very important. And I've been able to keep my friends and business relationships because they're like, you actually follow through.
It's incredible.
It's so
you
important.
Do what you say. I can't believe it. They continue to be flakes. So the very last question is, if someone wanted to get into your line of work, what characteristic traits do you feel that this person would need?
You're going to have balls of steel. This is not easy. It's not easy. But if it's what you're meant to do and you love it, do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
And Red Bull.
Lots of Red Bull.
There's a lot of creative people out there, and I think what we bring together is, I come from a finance past, and so I understand some of the accounting things and things
and
like that.
And that's very important to know, because show business is business first.
It's a
good even though show
throat,
is first. It really
business.
Is.
Yeah, it has to be. And, Ben has a lot of the creative stuff. He has a real handle on the nightlife experience. Like, when we do club events and things like that, it's finding out what you need more knowledge of and being educated. Because if you don't present yourself educated, you can ruin your business and you can ruin your reputation.
Yeah. I mean, you can have fun and joke, but you need to be getting serious at the end of the day. I mean, it's a balance. It can't be all about joking and having fun all the time. You really got to segue into the business aspect. And again, business people, if you want, I would highly recommend if you're going to start any kind of company, you take accounting classes.
Yes.
What are some other classes they would take? Definitely, because you need to know how to handle
marketing,
your books.
Marketing,
advertising. That's marketing PR. From buying advertisement, but also social media.
Mm-hmm. Social media.
That's a whole new beast altogether.
Yes.
Trying to get everything to kind of parlay together between Twitter and this and that. It's difficult.
It's I feel that it's the new resume business card, it's the new thing. But it can be overwhelming now.
Extremely.
It really is. I mean, you can literally spend 8 hours on Facebook reading shit. You're like, what the hell? Your eyes are red and
crossed.
Yeah, and you're like, wait a minute, I gotta comment.
I must like this. I have to like.
I gotta like it. You know, there's a girl. It's called Stevie TV. Have you checked it out?
No.
Oh my God.
But I think I'm going to.
You know, you gotta check this girl out. She is not a typical. To me, again, my opinion, she's not that. When you look at her, she looks like the typical windblown, you know, plastic Barbie looking person. But the girl, I give her some serious props. Don't judge a book by its cover, because she is funny as hell.
Right on.
Not only is she funny, but she has excellent comedic timing. She writes her own shit. You gotta check it out. Like, she just did an episode for twerking. And I don't know if you guys know what twerking is.
Oh, Ben knows how to twerk it.
I mean,
it's a good thing.
You twerk in the mirror every day, dude.
I had tears rolling down my eyes because, you know, I didn't think, you know, white people could twerk as well as, you know, the rest of the twerkers. But that girl popped it like it was hot, and she's funny. So if you get a chance, watch that.
Absolutely.
It's a really, really
Absolutely.
Great show. So now let's go on to Steve's questions. Steve wrote some questions.
Oh, hell.
I felt like I had to pay him, because usually what I do is I get the guest bios and I come up with the questions. And Steve's like sent over some questions. I'm like, good, I don't have to do the
good
questions
boy,
today.
Good job, Steve.
I feel like I got to write a question. So the first one is, he says, you both started a production company called Sa Sa. What are all the different things you... We talked about that. Didn't we talk about that? Okay. So you are about to... Oh, here's one. You are about to embark on the journey home.
Oh, this is
what
really
is that?
Exciting. This
the,
is really
what
exciting.
What is it?
The journey home. First, I'm going to say quack for the cure. But I'm going to go back.
What's that mean, quack for the
cure? We're going to tell you.
Yeah, the journey home.
Okay.
I lost my best friend to cancer about 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was a hard time in my life. And then my grandfather was just diagnosed with cancer as well.
Stage four.
So when I found that out, I went home. It was around Christmas. And I came back, and I was talking to him. And I was like, we have to do something. I can't just sit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing the show to him. But we are...
Oh, this is crazy.
We are... getting an RV, and we are heading out for 2 weeks. We're stopping in 5 major cities along the way. We're stopping in Phoenix, Austin,
Atlanta,
St. Louis.
And ending in Illinois at his alma mater and hometown.
And we've teamed up with the American Cancer Society. So 100% of all donations raised are going to be presented to the American Cancer Society. But back when we get home, we're going to do our cabaret show. It's Sinatra. It's that old Hollywood.
I love that!
And we've got the theater space. It's going to be at the Hoagland Center for the Arts back in Springfield, Illinois.
July
27th.
Yeah.
27th. Is that it? That's Sunday. 26th or 27th.
Okay.
It's going to be incredible. Actually, when we stop in the major cities, we're going to be stopping at the children's cancer treatment centers.
Okay.
And we're going to be performing our kids' cabaret for
Disney
them.
Songs Hakuna Matata, which is so
what a wonderful parade! So are you guys actually performing?
Yeah.
We
just
sing and dance.
Oh, my God. That's so cool!
Yeah.
You're not going to like have people come and join. It's just going to be you
two. Yeah, just on the road. It's going to be filmed.
We're putting our car cam up. We're going to film it, so you'll be able to tag along with us in the RV for 2 weeks, which we're going to kill you.
Oh,
my God, but it's going to
so
be
exciting.
So fun.
But we're also going to pass out things for
the kids.
For the children, and it's just to raise spirits. And, you know,
and collecting, so you'll have a show, and then people can donate money.
Well, people from all over the world, they don't exactly have to be in these cities. People can go, and they can donate right to the American Cancer Society. What we're starting to go after, in fact, this week, we're starting to go after major corporations to match the donations.
Okay.
So at the end, we hope to give a big check to the American Cancer Society. But this is to get everybody across the nation. You know, the American Cancer Society is celebrating its 100th birthday, which I had no idea had been along for so long.
Right.
Yeah. So are you going to have anything on your website that people
Actually,
can donate
as
well?
If you go to sasaproductions.com, you'll see the tab for the journey home. You'll see it right there. If you click on it, it takes you right to the page.
Okay.
It tells exactly what it is that we're doing. You'll also see in bright red, it says to donate. You click there, you click it, it takes you right to the American Cancer Society.
Oh, it goes right there. So it doesn't
get any of the money.
That's so legit right there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's why you're excited for the trip, because you're going to be helping the American. So you got to go to their website, sasaproductions.com, and check that out. Now, you also both host UBN Happy Hour. Why did you come up with Happy Hour? Is it because you just like to drink, get drunk, and hang out? Or
you know,
what?
It's a little bit more than that. I actually met Ben. Ben was was a bartender at happy hour, and instantly, like, our sense
just
of humor,
banter,
because he's a sassy bitch. And,
oh my
yes,
God!
He is. Who doesn't like sassy?
Jen, it's hey, the
bitch part. So do you bring guests on like Ben? What kind of guests do you have?
They're all over the spectrum. Yeah.
Musicians.
Charlene Tilton.
From Dallas was on. The Shaws of Sunset were on.
And friends. Sometimes we just have friends that come in, and it's just like we're at a bar, and we're talking about current events, but nothing serious, nothing heavy. Shit is just way too heavy.
Do you guys recruit your own guests, or you have people do that?
Yeah, we go after it. We're kind of a control freaks when it comes to that aspect of the company. So we do.
So
that.
You just figure out who you want on, and you just call.
It's funny because we don't say, since we're so new, it's like we have nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah.
And I think that's starting your own business. The worst somebody can tell you is no.
No.
Yeah.
But
so
if you
what?
Don't ask, then you don't know. And that's how we got the Shaws of Sunset. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna
call their publicist.
Tell them what fans we are, and we got two of the Shaws.
I love it. Yep. I was thinking about doing the same thing because I want to get the members from the A Team on my show.
Oh hell yeah!
Wait, the original or the movie?
The original.
Yeah, buddy.
I want Mr. T.
Yep. He's not busy.
That would scare the shit out of me.
I want Mr. T. And then I want a Derek. What are their names? Albert, the two, the three guys.
Dirk Benedict.
Yeah, Dirk, because you know he's like. He tells how they fucked him over big time on the AT. We can say that on the. Oh, I can say anything I want.
Okay.
Oh,
We can on our show.
I wasn't saying it about that. Yeah, I was just talking about
that. Oh, yeah, they were talking about. Oh, yeah. So, and then Mr. T will be violent. He'll be calm and smooth. And then the other one, I don't know what he'll contribute. But I'm sure
he's
not
worried about it.
Well, he's something about it. Yeah, so if you can do it, I'm going to call him up.
By God, do it. What you the know, hell, Mardell?
With social media now, you can almost find anybody's email address.
That's
and sometimes
true.
We're a
That's
little
true.
Sneaky.
Especially
how we get
if
that
you part. Have IBM Pro, IBMDB.com, IBMPro.com, you get their IMDb. Managers.
IMDB.com.
We got you. We got you.
If you have IMDBPro.com, and this is advice to everyone, if you want to get their agents or managers, if
there
you have
is.
That, it's right there. So for sure. So yeah. Go ahead. I hear you.
Okay.
I see you out of my four
just
eyes.
Just real fast, we were going to talk about Quack for the Cure. This political cartoonist, his name is Earl Storm, and he has been doing political cartoons since the 80s. It's quackcity.com. But he's created this whole family of ducks that are political. So they say things that you really can't.
Yeah.
For the first time ever in his comic strip history, he has become a little personal with it. So he's created this duck just for the journey home. It's called Quack for the Cure.
It's pretty incredible.
It's a cute duck, and he has a sign that says Quack for the Cure. So that's on our Facebook.
Yeah, you'll see it if you go to
the journey
our,
home with Ben and Alexander on Facebook. Send this duck everywhere. That's all you have to do is send this duck everywhere.
Can I say, and I sent Steve an email, on your website, I couldn't find your Twitter or your Facebook logos.
Really?
At Sasa Productions.
It's on the top on the right.
Oh, maybe I just couldn't see it, but I was like, where is it? I want to advertise it. I couldn't find it. Okay, so it's on
it's up in the
part right hand. Okay, so there it is.
Yeah. All right. So Facebook, we're on Twitter. And
okay, so Facebook, what's the name?
Sasa Productions,
because people... You know,
and then there's a separate one for the Journey Home as well.
Yeah, what about Twitter? What's your name on Twitter?
Sasa Prod, S-A-S-A-P-R-O-D.
Okay, because, you know, some people... I know you guys have it together, but some people don't realize how important branding is and that you should keep it consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going out there now. Okay, so you... What's Sarah McGinnis? You recently produced that.
That was incredible.
Did it give you what you needed to elevate yourselves to a new level?
Oh, actually,
and even then some. Go ahead.
Because we're going... From that, we're actually the first weekend in December, we're partnering back up with Little Kids Rock, and we're going to do a Christmas Rock.
It's going to be a full show.
Yeah.
Just like the Judy Garland holiday
Frank,
special,
like
which
that,
is on
that,
YouTube. You know how she's drunk for the whole thing?
But not quite that bad.
but she's had all these people perform, so we're going to put on an old-fashioned Christmas holiday special, Sarah McGinnis. We're going to get a celebrity Santa.
We're going to have somebody like the Rocket type things come in and be a part of that. Yeah.
And that came from this small event. And, you know, we fell in love with Sarah. She's fallen in love with us. We're going to do some filmed projects with her. She has a musical coming out. So you never know where
it's
your project's
so
going to lead.
You really don't.
It is so true. Oh, my God. Jane Lynch is like
I stalked her. Oh, she was at Hamburger Mary's doing the bingo.
Yeah, she was.
She was a ball caller, and I stalked her to her car because I love her.
This is a simple example. I did a film with David Schwimmer, you know, from Friends way back in the day.
He's so cute.
And I met Eric Stoltz, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know Eric. Okay, so all of a sudden, my agent calls me, and he's like, okay, well, you know, I got this part for you. So I show up on the set. Eric's directing. I met Eric at the party way back in 2000, and I was like, oh my God. And from that, I ended up getting booked from Glee, and I did a scene with Jane Lynch, my idol.
Incredible.
That's so
and
awesome.
And thank God, because now she's doing a Broadway show.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's off Glee. I don't know if she's coming back, but that you never know how
she's
things
in,
are going to snowball.
Annie right now. She's playing Miss Hannigan.
Yeah.
We actually sing Easy Street
in our cabaret.
You guys are so talented. But you never know what's gonna snow. No, so what else are you working on right now? Like anything that, else that we didn't talk about?
We've got the Journey Home. We've got the Christmas Rocks.
The
radio show.
Our web series. We do a series called Out and About. And if you go to our website, click on Salsa TV, it takes you to our YouTube channel. We just film us doing all these random things. We did an interview with WeSpark, which is a nonprofit for cancer. Mm-hmm. We did a tour of UBN, the Priscilla Queen of the Desert party, which is really fun. I think we're going to release that this week.
Yeah, as soon as we were editing today, actually, and we're getting there. It takes some time to get to get this.
So that's something that's fun, but that editing, because
I hate editing. Oh my God.
I love it. You love it. But it's so tedious.
Yes.
It's so, you have to.
There's tears, there's broken dishes, there's scratches.
You have to be stoned to sit there and stare at the damn screen.
Oh, my
God. I'm just kidding.
And no, it's true. And it's like a boulevard of broken dreams for me because I have to cut this and you have to cut that to fit it in. Mm-hmm. And then you don't want. I hate editing. But it's like you don't really trust.
No,
I
mean, anyone
that's
else.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And there's this hugest sense of accomplishment. Like I said, we fight like cats and dogs for the 8 hours it takes us for like a 6-minute video. But at the end, we always. That was really fun.
That sounds exciting. So you just go to various places. You get permission from them.
Of course.
What is their incentive to let you come there? Like, what do you say to get your webisode shot there?
It's the excitement. Like when we went to there was a screening of RoboCop for WeSpark. We interview the volunteers, we interview some of the people, but we have like a Segway tour that they're doing Beverly Hills, which is going to be us on a Segway, which I'm the clutchiest person around. But what they get is they get some exposure, and we have fun with their event. So people say, well, they had so much fun doing it, I want to do this, or I want to go to this museum, or I want to go to this party.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to hang out with Ben and Alexander.
What type of parties do you, or what, if you had to separately, I want to see if this happens.
Yeah.
Of say mine. What type of parties do you events do you absolutely love producing most? You go first.
The big shebangs, the big release like parties. There's just something about the energy when you get a step and repeat out there, and you have the lights go down in the club, and then you got the DJ that starts pumping, and then the people start filling in. There's a sense of adrenaline that you're just. That's your event. That's your baby.
Right.
That's you. And to see everyone enjoying themselves, having a great time, to me, that's I did my job.
Okay.
That's for
and
me.
What about you?
I would say along those same lines, I love the live events with music. So I love concerts. I love putting like a variety show. The performance of live music and theater just really, really gets to me. And we have some ideas for our own theater pieces that we would be producing, from casting to directing to that stuff.
What if you're just starting out, but what happens when people just start bombarding you with all these projects? Can you separate and do them separately, or do you two work together so much that you'll say, okay, we're going to work on this one, going to work on this one, rather than you go work the music, you go work the big one? How is that going to work?
Because we are such opposites, but we need each other to pin. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are certain things that we can do by ourselves, but most things we do as a team, because I need his input, he needs my input, and
we keep each other in check too. I tend to be very, very dramatic.
And I have to pull him back in.
Evita arms everywhere.
you tie on a pair of jazz hands.
You got your number.
So go ahead.
But you know, when we first started, we just wanted to get our name out there. So we took a bunch of free gigs, and you know, everybody. Oh, a photographer. Oh, why don't you come take pictures of this event for free? Because you'll get exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says that, and we really had to stop doing that because you lose money. Anything you do for free ends up costing you money, no matter if it's even if it's just gas money or food money.
And it's in a startup, you can't do that. You can do it for a certain amount of time, but you have to charge for your service. You know.
And would you say that at this point anyone could afford your services, or do you really, I mean, you can't be working at Burger King to hire you. So what are we talking, like IBM? Or I want to know, for the people to have this information, can anyone feel comfortable approaching you?
Absolutely.
Anyone?
Like, absolutely.
Even if they're like kind of poor.
Of course.
I mean, do you do payment plans?
No. That's a good idea. But you know, part of it, our joy and where we really, like, we could sit down. You could give us an idea like you just did. We could sit down for 1 minute and
have
this thing fleshed out.
Sometimes
people come to us just for consulting. And we'll say, you should do this with your party. Here's, you should outreach. Here's the kind of elements you should have. Go have fun.
And it's a creative outlet.
And that's just a consultation.
It's a challenge, too. I mean, just because there's not a huge budget doesn't mean you can't be extremely creative and produce a great event.
Okay.
And that's a challenge for me, for him. I mean, that's part of the game, you know?
So I could actually hire you two to come and
perform
at my birthday party.
Oh, of course.
You both sing.
Absolutely.
And dance. Okay.
We did it. We performed with Sarah this weekend.
I want to hear a little bit of your favorite song. We're going to close out the show.
Okay.
And I want you to sing a little bit.
Part.
So
okay.
Do you
what
do
part?
It together
yeah.
or
what,
separately?
What,
no,
we're
just do it when we're together.
Okay.
They're gonna talk amongst themselves. Hi, Albert. How you doing?
Okay. Yeah. Go.
Isn't this exciting? Okay. One of the best shows.
Always peaceful,
always happy.
That's what I long to be.
Well, that's a little high.
The odds are in my favor. Something's bound to be.
Oh, that's too high. We need a piano player.
Sounds really good.
Not
and
too bad off the cuff.
Your jazz
yeah. What's your favorite musical?
Off the top, Damn Yankees.
Okay, and yours?
Evita.
Evita. Okay, Evita. Let's close it out with Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Oh, I was
shit.
Just thinking this.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Ready?
Come on.
It won't be easy, and you'll think it's strange.
Come on, it's your song.
When I try to explain how I feel. That
I
still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe.
I just sang that, didn't I?
Yeah.
All you will see is the he she you once knew.
Wrapped up in the.
I gotta hear the Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Close it out.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days.
My bad
I don't
existence.
Know this song. We just did a key change.
You didn't know I'd make it.
Woo! Yeah! You see what you get on this show?
Yes.
You're not gonna get
That's
anything
my baby
better.
Daddy.
You're not getting anything better than Ben and Alexander. So how can we check out your show real quick? How can we listen to you?
SalsaProductions.com. You can click on the radio link. It takes you to our radio station. The TV link takes you to YouTube. The Journey Home is there.
And the iTunes. You can go iTunes. Happy Hour with Ben and Alexander.
Yep. And Facebook. Like us, because we love
you. Like and share.
What are you on? SalsaProductions, Facebook.com, SalsaProductions.
Yeah, right. and then we have a separate one for the Journey Home on Facebook as well. So just look for the Journey Home with Ben and Alexander. You'll find it.
Okay, one of you friended me. Which one was it?
Alexander.
Yay.
Yeah. I got you now. As soon as
Hey.
And we got a schedule for our show.
Yeah. Oh, well, I tell you people, very exciting. Thank you so much, Ben and Alexander,
Thank
for being
you.
On the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I got some exciting news coming up. I'm going to post it on my website, but I just had an article written up on me. Oh, because I just won an award for one of my films. Yeah.
Correct.
Actually, three awards. But
oh, wow. Who's counting?
And then we're going to be June 16th. My film is going to be at the San Francisco Film Festival. And so I want you guys to come, but I'll be announcing it until then. And then I'm going to be interviewed for Yahoo in the entertainment section.
Yahoo.
So, you know, we got to plug it out there.
Atta girl.
We got to let them know what's going on. What's up? So go to my Facebook page and like my Question Reality Show. Okay. And we're going to have Ben and Alexander back on.
Yay. Absolutely.
Okay.
This
was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.